Good evening, all. So last time we were discussing that there is a possibility that a person can annul their vow if they so see fit, and we said the process in which it could happen. And we said that there are one of two qualifications you need to have. You need to be able to claim that it was an accident, or it was your onus. It was like it was an unwilling situation. So those seem to be the qualifications. However, it does seem to be that there is one situation in that it could be that a person will not be able to nullify their vows, and that's the case that the Chinuch is going to quote tonight. Umizeh ha-yisod gamkein, based on the principle that we already outlined yesterday. So in general, the case that we've been speaking about is a case in which the guy said that I am swearing such and such a thing, and if he wants to annul it, he's going to claim that he can annul it because he was either onus or shogi. It was an accident or was unwilling. But let's say he decided to swear based on the reasoning and the understanding of other people. So he says, I am going to accept this oath based on that guy's acceptance of it, based on that guy's understanding. So kasha lahasiro, in that situation, it's very difficult to annul his vow. Because he totally removed his attitude from the matter. And he said that this whole thing is contingent based on what other people think. He can't say that it was an onus or that it was a mistake. He can't say it was unwilling or a mistake because it's not depending on what he's thinking. It's depending on what that guy is thinking. And that guy seems like he was totally okay with it. And this is what Chazal teach us. That a person who swears based on the understanding of other people, this oath cannot be revoked, it cannot be annulled. Nevertheless, we always have ways out of things. Chazal teach us that when it comes to if the oath will affect our performance of a mitzvah, then even in such a situation as crazy as this, you can actually annul that vow. Because whenever you have a situation when a person will swear something, and that will lead to the cancellation of a mitzvah. Or I'll be able to do a mitzvah if I don't avoid doing this. Leave Kol Yisrael. The entire Jewish people agree on this matter. It's very interesting language. That his oath can be annulled in such a crazy situation, and he is allowed to perform the mitzvah. When we say it's as if the entire nation or the whole group of people in which he swore on their knowledge, it's as if they're all coming together and they're all gonna say that we agree with him that this whole oath was made accidentally, it was unwillingly, whatever it is. Because if everyone in this entire group that's coming, that again the oath was made in their knowledge, if they all knew that it would prevent a mitzvah from happening, lo taskim datam imo, they would never have agreed to such an oath in the first place. And therefore we do have a claim, a valid claim of saying that it is an onus or it is a shogi case, it is unwilling or it is a mistake. Therefore Chazal say that it is forbidden to annul a vow when it's on the understanding of other people, but it's unless aval the devar mitzvah yishul hafara, unless there is a matter of a mitzvah that's relevant over here that you'll be prevented from doing a mitzvah in such a situation. Even in this case, you can allow for an annulment. So that brings us to the end of this part over here. We still have, God willing, a lot more to go, but for now we will stop right here.